una no say people, how na day? In a church of wisdom, you're listening to Dakide podcast on Radio Crack House, dakide.com. So I know say it gets some things where they make me vex sometimes. Sometimes when I see some things, if I go social media, then I see how some people could post some things where some people they post. You know, it make me like sick sometimes. It sickens me to my stomach sometimes. See, all this woke culture, all these people claiming, hey, they are woke, like council culture and all that. Look, make I tell you now something, people. To be fat, there is nothing cool in being fat. There is nothing healthy and nothing cool and nothing good about you being fat. Fat is what it is. You're fat. You're unhealthy. Now, when I go on social media and see some people say, yeah, I am fat. It is my body. Stop body shaming me. It's my body, my right. Yes, it is your body. Keep it to yourself. Then keep it to yourself. If you want to be fat, if you want to live unhealthy, if you're eating things that is not healthy, if you're living an unhealthy lifestyle, keep it to yourself. You don't have to come to social media and start showing it to the whole world. Because, understand this, if you're a quote-unquote celebrity, if you're a quote-unquote musician, an artist, you are a role model to some children. Some children are looking up to you. You're a role model to some people. You're a role model to some teenagers. Don't go on social media or don't come on social media telling little kids, little children, that it is okay to be unhealthy. No, it is not. You know, maybe we call something, you know, call it what it is. Call something out for what it is. Not cancel culture, woke culture, whatsoever. It is unhealthy. But if you want to live like that, if you're okay to be unhealthy, keep it to your fucking self. Keep it within yourself and your people. Don't come on social media and tell little kids all over the world that it is okay to be fat. It is your body. Be proud of your body. No, it is not. You're unhealthy. And in the long run, it is going to affect you. And don't be coming online telling little kids or telling people that, hey, it is okay to be fat. No, because you know, you and your God, you and your demons know that it's not. You know that you don't feel good. You know that you can't sleep well at night. You know that you can't walk well. You know that you can't breathe well. You know that there are some activities you can't perform because of your size. So don't be like, because you want attention. Because you want attention, because you want to be, you want people to talk about you, and you come online and start telling people that, hey, it is okay to be fat. No, it is not. Unhealthy lifestyle is not okay. I'm serious. You know, it gets some things where they make me vex sometimes. You know, saying a touch of wisdom, here we speak the truth. Here we speak the truth and shame the devil. We don't get time for all those bokbosikbo. Here we know they do bokbosikbo. We talk them the way it is. Don't be coming online telling little kids, hey, it is okay. It is your body. Be proud. Yes, be proud of your body, but try and be healthy. Try to keep your body clean. Try keep your body clean. Try keep your body healthy. Because a healthy body brings a healthy mind. And if your mind is healthy, you could begin, you know, you could feel focus. You could feel focus on the important things in life. If you're a kid and you have a healthy, sound mind, you could feel achieve something. You know, you could focus with your, you know, you could focus on the important things about, you know, you could just put, make your life straight. I'm serious. All these people who call themselves the celebrities, I don't know which kind of celebrities them be. All these musicians, I don't even know what in them they sing. Them go come online telling little kids that it is okay to be healthy. No, it is not. It is not okay to be fat. Did I say telling little kids that it's okay to be healthy? Yes, I'm sorry, that was a mistake. They come online telling little kids it is okay to be fat. It is okay to be unhealthy. It is okay to be obese. No, obesity is unhealthy. Stop with the bullshit. Stop with the fucking bullshit. If you like the way you look, if you enjoy being obese, if you enjoy being fat, keep it to yourself, because you're a role model to some people. You're a role model to people. You're a role model to little children. Because not to people like me. You're not my role model. Not to people like me, but little children. Little children who are still growing up. Their brain are still developing. Their brain is still developing. You're a role model to them. They are on social media. Most of these kids are on social media 24/7. They see what these quote-unquote stars, they post. And these kids could want to emulate that lifestyle. These kids could want to become that person. And then this is the same person who comes online, the same platform, and start telling these kids that it is okay to be fat. No, it is not. It's not okay to be obese. If you're obese, do something about it. If you want to come on social media and tell people and show the world your size, do something about it. Come on social media, tell the world or show the world your size, but tell the world that you are doing something about it. You're doing something like, you know, let the world know that you're trying to live a healthy lifestyle. Don't be coming online showing little kids how fat you are and what you're eating. That you're showing little kids your big ugly thighs. You're showing little kids your fat belly. No, you're unhealthy. Let's keep it real. Let's call it what it is. I'm tired of these people doing this bullshit, man. I'm tired. Look, I'm saying this because there is a girl online who calls herself Lizzo. I don't know what she sings. I don't know who she be. To be honest, I don't know who she be. Because I don't know what thing she sing. I don't know what thing she sing. But I see her online in the news the other day. She say people, they body shame. Of course, they've got to body shame you. Put some fucking clothes on. You're fat. You're unhealthy. Stop telling little kids that it's okay to be unhealthy. There is nothing good about being obese. I was once obese. I know what I went through. I was once obese. I had sleep apnea. I had a high blood pressure. I couldn't breathe well. I couldn't run. I couldn't walk. I had to do something about my size. So it is not okay to be obese. It is not okay to be fat. Stop telling little kids. Stop putting bullshit into the minds of little children. I'm tired of these motherfuckers. Honestly, I'm tired of these attention seekers. You and your demons, you and your angels or your demons, whatsoever is following you around, you know that you are not healthy. You can't tell me, not people like me, because I know what it means to be fat. I know what it means to be oversized. You can't tell people like me that you're okay. No, you're not. No, you are not. Definitely, I can bet my life on it. You're not. You can't fucking breathe. You can't sleep well. I'm sure you have sleep apnea. You can't run. You can't do nothing. And I'm sure you smell. I'm sure you fucking stink. So you're using perfume, putting perfume and the deodorant or all over your body. So don't be coming here telling, you know, that you can't even bend to wash your fucking yash. And you're coming here telling little kids that it's okay to be okay. Showing your fat body. Come on, man. Put some fucking clothes on, girl. Maybe we call them waiting you be. You know, see here, the world don't get to the certain point where we say, people now, they feel afraid to say the truth, to call things out for what it is, you know, because of this quote-unquote cancel culture. People now, they are afraid, scared to call things out for waiting those things be. Things where no they right. People know, they fear to call them out. People, they fear to call them. I see them again the other day in the news. Say some women say them accuse him Ron Jeremiah. Any of una where sabi who Ron Jeremiah be, you go know waiting. You know the career where Ron Jeremiah been they do in the 80s. He got be in the 70s, the 80s, and the 90s. Ron Jeremiah was a porn star, a porn superstar, a pornography superstar. And now women are accusing him of rape, sexual abuse. And I'm like, bitch, please. No, I'm like, bitch, please. This guy was a porn star. This guy is a sex addict. You knew who, how? Did he force himself on you? Women are saying, yeah, he touched them. He had sex with them. Did he rape you? There's a difference between rape being forced entry. Forced entry. Now you're making rape victims look bad. I don't know. Let the real victims of rape, allow the real victims of rape, sexual abuse, make them get voice, make them have voice. Not all you are attention seekers. I'm tired of all this bullshit, man. Let the real victim, women who are going through sexual abuse, rape and all that, make them really get voice. Don't be coming here because you're old, you're rickety, now you're looking for attention. Stop with the bullshit. Stop with the fucking bullshit. The same thing with Harvey Weinstein. You fucked him when you were in your 20s because you wanted him to make you a fucking superstar. He made you a superstar. Now you're old. Nobody wants to touch you again. And you're not getting movie roles again. And the only way where you fit get money now is to destroy this man's name. Did he force you? You wanted to be a fucking superstar. You wanted to be in Hollywood. It's so bad. You wanted to be on TV so bad. You had to fuck this man. Now that you're no more attractive and nobody is giving you movie roles again, you're trying to, you know, you're coming after this man. I'm tired of bullshit. You know, see, when we call things out for what it be, the case of R. Kelly is different. R. Kelly is a pedophile. R. Kelly na pedophile. He dey walk on, he dey prey on little children. But I don't want to speak on in case because I don't really know. But from what I don't see, from Ali at them time, and I blame may her soul rest. But I blame the parent because see, Aaliyah must have been living with someone, either the mother or the father or both the parents. And they knew, they sabi whom Aaliyah was. So why them not been do something? Why did they not, why did they allow, let's call things for waiting it be. May we call things for waiting it be. Yes, they wanted Aaliyah to become a superstar, so nobody said nothing. Nobody fucking said nothing. R. Kelly was abusing the little girl and nobody said shit because they wanted that little girl to become a superstar. So let's call it what it is. I'm tired of all this cancel culture, this woke bullshit. You knew whom this guy was, or them all sabi waiting whom this person was or was. Them been sabi who R. Kelly been be. Them Celine Dion made music with R. Kelly. JC made music with R. Kelly. So what the fuck are you telling me? They've not been sabi say this guy be a pedophile. Now everybody is counseling. Everybody wants to counsel. Counsel what? Counsel what? Let the fucking man be. I'm tired of all these people. You know, it's like, it makes me sick. Allow the real victims of these the crimes to get voice. Allow the real victims of these crimes to get voice. Make them get voice, platform, talk. Because it get places where women are being raped, really raped. Women are being sexually abused against their will. You get places like that. Now, those kind of women, now I want here. Not you who have, you know, not be you who don't make millions from fucking this man. Now you're coming out now to talk shit. No, I don't want to hear from you. The man made you a superstar. The man made you a superstar movie actress. Shut the fuck up. And now you're no more getting roles. Shut the fuck up. I'm not interested in hearing your story. See. May we call things for what things be. Let's stop pretending because we are messing up the planet. Let's stop pretending. May we call things for what things be. Stop trying to impose your sexual beliefs on little children. Stop trying to teach little children that it's okay for a man to have feelings for another man. No, it is not. Stop trying to impose your belief, your sexual demonic belief on little children. Stop telling little kids that it's okay for a girl to make out with another girl. No. Don't be so, and you're the same person who is telling us about evolution. You're the same person telling us God created man. You're the same person telling us to throw signs that we came by the natural selection, that we all evolved. How the fuck did we evolve? How the fuck did we come to be? We reproduce, meaning male and female. The male had must have, you know, the male had to have sex with the female to reproduce. But now you're the same person trying to tell the whole world again that no, it is okay for a man to fuck another man. That it's okay for a woman to rub clitoris with another woman. Come on, people. Let's call this bullshit for what it is. Let's call this bullshit for what it is. You're trying to, you know, now you're going around the world trying to impose your beliefs on people. Come on, man. Stop with the bullshit. Stop with the bullshit. Nobody is born gay. Nobody is born lesbian. No. People, you develop that, you know, you develop that mindset. You develop and grow into that behavior. It's a behavior. It's a choice. Nobody is born like that. Stop with the bullshit. I remember when I was a child, I used to dress in my mother's clothing. I used to take my mother's clothing and put them on. I used to take my sister's clothing, put them on, apply lipsticks on my lips. But that did not make me want to be a girl. Let's be honest and be fucking real, man. Every child has that fantasy to dress like the opposite sex. Every child has that. There is nothing bad about that. But that don't make you want to become the opposite sex. That don't make you want to go cut off your penis. No. That don't make you want to be a man. You're a woman. Be a woman. You're a woman. Be a woman. Be a woman. You're the mother. You are a mother. You're the mother of this planet. Be a woman and let men be men. Don't stop trying to fucking be a man, man. Women, stop trying to fucking be a man. Be a woman. Allow a man to treat you like a woman. You are special. Be that special person. You are divine. Be that divine being. Be that divine person. Be that angel, that goddess. Stop trying so hard to be a man. No, you were created as a woman for a reason. I'm tired of this bullshit. You're still listening to Dakide podcast on Crack House Radio. I know say this one now, I don't step on so many people's them toes, but I know sin. I know sin because time don't, you know, see, me, for Church of Wisdom, we know that if you check all our, you know, if you check our track record, we know the fake things. We don't fake things here. We say it how it is. If you don't want to listen, let other people want to listen. Like the great fella Nicolas Bokuti once said, if you don't want to listen, other people want to listen. And it's the right of every human being to respect each other's feelings. You understand? Don't be coming here to telling, stop with the bullshit. Let's stop with this bullshit. Let's call things for what things really be. I'm tired, honestly. I'm so fucked up. And now that the Africans will say, no, this is not our culture. We don't do that. In our culture, men don't fuck men. In our culture, it is a man for a woman for a man. That is how a family is supposed to be, not a man and a man and a child with a child, or a woman and a woman with a child. No. And now them begin to get problem. You know? So, it's Crack House Radio, you know, and you're still listening on Dakide.com. My people, I'm tired, for real. May we call things for waiting things be. I swear, because he get time where we say, sometimes where we say things could just they make you mad, you know. You go vexed, tired. You're going to, in fact, just keep, continue enjoying the music. Nothing do you. I go see you and we could talk again in another this thing episode. Nothing that happened. Till then, you know. You know.